I just want to share something. this is fresh on my mind and encouraged me, and I trust maybe it'll be a help to someone else. But there was a reference to scripture that I thought of this morning, just looking to the Lord. And I tell you, we need the Lord. We're in situations now, we're all facing things that are at times can be very discouraging. Sometimes it's multiple hardships. And it's in times like that that we can tend to get discouraged or get our eyes off the Lord. But the phrase that I remembered this morning was when Jehoshaphat was king, and there was a vast army that was coming against the people. And it was so vast, there was no physical way or natural way that they could defend themselves. They would be annihilated, and there was no way out of it. But Jehoshaphat, he did the right thing. He not only looked to the Lord, he called for a fast, and the people are crying out to God, because as this vast army is approaching, which is three armies together and one vast army, the closer they got, hope was running out. And so, anyway, Jehoshaphat prayed, and he called on God, and the people are there, the children and wives, everybody's there, and they're praying and seeking God. But Jehoshaphat alludes to their situation, but he makes a statement. He says, "But Lord, our eyes are on you." And everyone that knows the story knows that God gave them a great victory. They didn't even have to fight, but they were in a situation that was hopeless, and yet God made a way, because those people were looking to him. And the thing of it is, it seems that we most acutely look to the Lord when our natural strength has been snuffed out and there is no other hope. The true looking to God is one to where there's not any other option. It's, "Lord, if you don't save us, we can't be saved." And I guess the reason why I'm sharing this is I know that so many people are going through so many things right now. And all of them, many of them, require us to realize that we don't have any hope in ourselves. And the situation can look so bleak that we've got to look to some other source other than ourselves to get the hope and the strength, the deliverance, the salvation that we need. And it's these really difficult times that God allows so that we might know him better and we might see and experience it. His ability to save. He's still a Savior. He's still who he says he is. He reigns as Jehoshaphat. You rule in the armies of heaven. There's no God like our God. And he's still in the saving business. And but I thought about something else, because there's a lot of times that something from the outside can come against us, and that's threat enough. That's enough to get us to be discouraged, that causes us to see our inability, our vulnerability, and as even as Jehoshaphat was, he was terrified at the situation that was coming on him. So, I mean, sometimes it takes that to get us to remember where our help comes from. But likewise, we experience things that come in from the outside and put us in such a quandary that it's like do or die. And that's where we find ourselves. Those times we don't forget easy, but it also is in those times where we experience the Lord's mercy, favor, and strength that we don't forget who he is. And he's able to bring back to our remembrance things that he's done for us in the past to remember, "Hey, I'm the same as I was yesterday. I have the power to deliver you today." But anyway, things from the outside that come upon us that are so great that we can't handle, that's one thing. But another thing is, what about what goes on the inside? You know, if we're honest, we all have struggles. And it's those things that tend to either haunt us or come against us. And not just come against us, but if they're there decades later and we're still having to struggle against certain things and with certain things that are part of who we are, that can really be a downer. And it also can be a place of great discouragement. But the thought that came to me was this. We still have a Savior. He's still able. He's a God of the impossible. It's the things that are impossible where God shows up that we find out just how great He is. And the other event I thought about, it was when the people were in the wilderness and Moses was leading them, and they complained. They were all the time complaining against Moses and complaining against God. And He sent vipers or snakes into their to where they were at. And a bunch of those people got bitten. And there were a lot of people dying. But as always, Moses was so quick to intercede for Israel. And he cried out to God. And I'm just going to read this. This is in Numbers 21. Moses goes to God to intercede. And this is another bad situation. Then the Lord told him, "Make a replica of a poisonous snake and attach it to a pole. All who are bitten will live if they simply look at it." And the thought I had was, you know, those, and I'm talking about in regards to how we are and things that are already inside of us that seem impossible to deal with. There was venom inside these people. And this was not a hognose snake or a pet snake or this cute little snake. These were snakes that were sent in by God to get the people's attention and cause them to realize, look, this is a bad situation, because what's in you now is because of what you've done in some ways. But I'm still going to offer you the opportunity and the salvation that you need. And that venom was deadly. It was deep inside them. They had been bitten, and they were going to die. And is that how that relates to us? I'm talking about things on the inside. It's something that's already present in us that's really giving us a hard time and causes us to realize, oh God, I need your help. I mean, I don't know if anybody else struggles with certain things, but it's, you know, Paul mentioned fears within and fears without, but it tends to be at times the things that are within that cause us the greatest problem and the greatest concern. God still has the ability to help us if we'll just look to Him. And as it was, Moses fashioned the serpent. He made a replica of the snake and put it up on a pole. And, you know, it's symbolic of the cross. Jesus said, if I'm lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. Jesus still invites us to look to Him. No matter how bad the situation, no matter how grim the circumstance, He says, look and live. I'm still the Savior of the world. And this Christian journey has a lot of ups and downs, a lot of times more downs than ups, because God requires us to walk and to move and to live by faith. And it's when we get in the toughest situations. I mean, I just thought of it this way. Whatever remains inside of me that's against God that I battle with and struggle with, I feel like the Lord still says this: fix your eyes on me. I'm still Savior. And just as those people looked up at that pole and saw that serpent, the Lord tells us to look to Him. It doesn't matter what's going on inside of you. Jesus Christ is greater. And He has the power, the strength to deliver, to cleanse, to heal, and to do everything that we need that we cannot do if we just look to Him. It's been a tough time for a lot of people lately. You look on the earth and our country and all that's going on, not to mention the things we still struggle with personally, and it'd be very easy to get discouraged. But Jesus Christ sits at the right hand of God to intercede for His people. That means He's praying for us. He's a mediator. I tell you what, He loves us, and His power is the same. I guess I'm just sharing this because it caused me to remember that no matter how dire the situation, God invites us to look to Him and to find salvation for whatever it is that we need in our time of need. It's grace when we need it most. That's where we find grace and mercy, at His throne. And I'm glad that He ever lives. He's available right now for me, for you, and whatever we're going through. And he says, just keep looking. Don't get your eyes off me. Don't be so discouraged by your situation that you forget who I am. That's what the Lord encouraged me with this morning. And I just I wanted to share that. I think that's all that I have.